In Els Estinclels, not all homes were built the same. The second type of dwelling we find at the site consists of simple, trapezoidal houses. These were more modest in scale, averaging 33 square meters, and were generally divided into two rooms. These houses, numbered 7 through 19, make up the largest group in the settlement. Unlike the complex housing district we previously explored, they show no clear evidence of a second story. This architectural difference reveals an underlying social reality, internal inequalities among the inhabitants, much like those found in any urban center. Curiously, these are the only houses that show distinct traces of fire. However, this was not a sudden or violent destruction. In houses 9 and 10, beneath the ashes, the floors appear remarkably clear of movable objects, as if the inhabitants had sufficient time to gather their belongings before leaving. Paradoxically, the fire has acted as an ally to our historical memory. The remains of the collapsed roofs have preserved clear imprints of plant materials, revealing the natural resources the Iberians used and how they structured the roofing of their homes. Among them all, House 10 stands out. With only 18 square meters and three distinct areas, it is the smallest of the simple houses. Its entrance, located on the left side wall rather than on the facade like the others, makes it unique. Because of this, the space has been interpreted as a guardhouse, likely responsible for the surveillance and protection of the settlement. Here, architectural modesty blends with strategic purpose. Far from erasing their history, the fire has left us with valuable clues about the lives, the social structure, and the deliberate choices made by the inhabitants of Els Estinclels.